Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. It was a progressive sweep in yesterday's city council elections in Las Cruces. Gabe Vasquez defeated Bev Courtney in District 3. Yvonne Flores defeated incumbent Seal Levitino in District 6. And Gil Sorg held off Steve Montañez and William Fuller in District 5 to win his third term to the council. Edmundo Resendez spoke to Gil Sorg last night. Here's part of that conversation.
Gil, you've just been reelected for your third term to city council. What comes next for you on the city council to represent your district?
Several things. We have to do several things at one time. We have economic development issues to deal with. We have growth issues in the city to deal with. We have water issues to deal with. Those three are the biggest ones.
What, in your opinion, is the future for the city of Las Cruces?
Oh, our future is quite bright. We're managing the city so well. We're number one in the state and number six in the country. So we're on the right track. We just have to keep going, keep making the improvements we've been doing in the last 4 to 8 years.
Gil, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
In more election news, in the municipal judge race, newcomer Joy Goldbaum was a big winner with more votes than her two opponents combined. She carried 51% of the vote, with 28% for incumbent Ken Yalkut and 21% for Nelson Gooden. In other news, adobe is one of the most humble building materials around. It's essentially mud, water, and straw shaped into brick and dried in the sun. But some folks in Marfa, Texas have seen major property tax increases in their adobe homes. Bela Metzger explains why.
In April, Emily Hawker received a letter from the Presidio County Appraisal District that shocked her.
My appraisal for last year was $60,020. This year it was $99,050. That's a $39,000 jump. I thought that was outrageous.
Hawker bought her home in Marfa in the early 90s. At that time, there were abandoned adobe houses all over town and not many buyers. She paid the owner $5,000 with the promise that she'd restore it rather than knock it down. And she spent the next 5 years working to make it her dream home. When you walk through today, you can feel the care she put into restoring it.
Watch your step. Every room in this house is a different level. I tried to save as many of the original doors.
In June, Hawker protested her appraisal in front of the Presidio County Appraisal Review Board. She teared up while explaining that she may have to consider selling her house.
I was looking at those old pictures of us when we were young and we were working on this house and our good friends that helped us who have died. And, you know, I got real emotional about the whole thing and was very upset.
The review board would not adjust her appraisal. The reason?
Sales data shows that crumbling adobe is well paid for on many occasions.
That's Paul Hunt, who was on the review board at the time. He says adobe is cool. People from Austin, Houston, and New York are willing to shell out a lot for the classic West Texas aesthetic. We're talking $500,000 in some cases, in one of the poorest counties in the country.
In fact, they were given a premium price based on sales data that the district had.
At the beginning of this year, the appraisal district created a new classification for adobe structures. According to Hunt, 380 homes were kicked into this new adobe class, and many saw a markup of about 60%. Bill Messick works at the Texas Comptroller's Office, where he's been auditing appraisal districts since the late 80s. He's well aware of how property values have been steadily rising in Marfa. But when you talk about the jump in valuations of adobe specifically?
No, I've never seen a building material phenomenon like the adobe ever in Texas happen anywhere else.
Last month, about 20 Marfa residents attended a meeting of the appraisal district's board of directors to protest the adobe tax. Miguel Mendiaz was there. Mendiaz recently moved into a casita that was owned by his great-grandfather. The windows are cracked, and adobe bricks peek through the walls where stucco has fallen off. It doesn't have electricity or sewage, and no one's lived in it for years. Yet its appraisal nearly doubled this year. For Mendiaz, the increased taxes are a stretch.
It went from $900 a year to $1,600. I know for some people that's still like chump change, but for me it impacts my ability about how much money I can put into the house.
Mendiaz is paying back taxes on the home in order to keep it from being repossessed. His goal is to fix it up and keep it in the family. For Mendias, Marfa's property taxes cut deeper than financial stress. It brings up
trepidation that my heart's just going to be broken because I'm going to be reminded that I'm a fifth-generation Marfan and I'll never, ever, ever, ever be able to live here.
The Presidio County Appraisal District has put Adobe valuations on the agenda for its next meeting in December. But the next opportunity to make changes to appraisal classifications won't be until fall of next year. In Marfa, I'm Bela Metzger.